It's good to be back with you. This is Pastor Jim from Everyday Mission Trips Harvest Celebration Podcast. Friends, in my experience of God calling me to be an encourager of the brethren and a bridge builder for Christ in the community, I quickly found out how divided churches in the body of Christ can be. Now, I am burdened for the local church. I am burdened to see churches and individual Christians working together to reach the unsaved, because really, isn't that the most important thing? It's essential that we as the body of Christ be unified together, spurring one another on, just as Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 confirms to us. The Bible says, for their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and to build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Now that is a powerful passage of Scripture. So let me ask, why do we get in the way of what pleases God? Let's take an inward look at ourselves for just a moment, and let's reflect together on the areas of our lives or situations where we may have been in judgment towards a brother or sister in Christ. I know that many times I fail, and I fail bad, at putting myself in the other person's shoes. So self-reflecting on some of these times, it allows me to see where I need to grow as a Christian. Especially when I open up the Word of God and I ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate me, to give me this specific kind of understanding. Now let me read a passage of Scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22 through 25. And friends, I want you to just take a moment and just let this soak in. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about this in the context of unity in the body of Christ in our dire need today. The Bible says to pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Again, I say, don't get involved. Now listen to this. Don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights, because it happens all the time. The Bible says, as a servant of the Lord, must not quarrel, but be kind to everyone. Be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. That happens all the time. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Goodness, that is powerful. How many times have you just seen people's fellowship break apart because of foolish little nitpicking arguments? I see it happen all the time. This important passage of Scripture that Paul highlights to Timothy, it's really become a life Scripture for me concerning the way I seek to fellowship with the body of Christ, my friends. It's so easy to be overly critical or shun a person because of their theology on a particular issue that may not exactly align with ours. And I have observed this frequently in cross-cultural outreach missions. And I tell you, friend, if the Lord Jesus is calling you to the mission field, you are going to experience differences of opinion all the time. I had a mentor impart wisdom on me one day at a lunch meeting as we spoke about the topic of quarreling among Christians and the things that sever fellowship in the church. And he told me such an important truth one day. He said, Jim, the way I see it is there is always going to be differences in theology because of many different factors, such as culture and leadership worldview. And there are many issues that divide and cause arguments which break fellowship with brothers and sisters. And my friend said that he believes this greatly disappoints Jesus Christ. He said, I encourage you to always put theology that may be a little different than yours on a particular subject under the microscope of the Bible and ask yourself, is this point of view, this teaching or this preaching that this person is promoting, ultimately a salvation issue? If it is, then separate yourself from that person with God character. Not angrily, but with God character. But if the issue is not a salvation issue, then I encourage you to love like Jesus did and seek to spur that friend on through speaking in the truth and love, and we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, and that is Christ. Amen. That was such an important lesson that day at the lunch table. There is a cost to being a Christian, my friends, and encouraging friends in the faith takes courage. Sometimes if we seek to love like Jesus, we know our relationship with Him will be right, and we're going to avoid foolish arguments, and everything else is going to fall into place.